Letting Go, Happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, Letting Go, Happiness. I was sitting in the Hermitage the other day, and I was going over some of my materials and doing some of my articles and just having a very happy, busy time. And in the door came Ellen. And she is carrying Little Love, her miniature schnauzer, her miniature pincher, in her arms. And as she walked in the door, she just had the biggest smile on her face, and her body just radiated happiness. And I said, Ellen, you look wonderful. She says, I feel so good. She said, I feel so wonderful. And I said, you know, you have all the burdens of running the business end of the University of Healing here in Church of God Unlimited, and yet you feel so happy and you feel so joyful? Well, of course I do. And I said, well, how do you do that? How do you feel so happy with so many wonderful responsibilities that you have chosen to take for yourself? Well, that's just it, Herb. I've chosen to take these responsibilities, but I have not chosen to let them be a burden for me. They're just a joy. They make me feel so elated, so wonderful. And just to do the students' proctoring work is so thrilling, because I'm one with each one of the students as I check over their work and as I listen to their stories and I read their essays and I do their lesson work every day. And it's a glorious, glorious feeling. All of us proctors have that same wonderful feeling, that same wonderful opportunity to just be uplifted by our glorious students who are learning to know the thoughts or things, and life is wonderful and everything is our own creation. Everything is our own creation. Well, Ellen, you are an amazing person. I see you stop chasing things and looking for things to make you happy, and you're just plain being happy. Well, what do you mean, Herb, chasing things? Well, when you first came to the University of Healing 30-some years ago, you were looking for things to fulfill your spiritual life, to bring inner bliss to you, to bring an awareness to you. Oh, that's true. Did you find it? Yes, I found it right within me. I didn't really have to search anywhere to look for it. But how did you find it in you? Well, I found it in me by just being still and just realizing that every opportunity that came my way, every task that I had, every person that I met, every experience that I had, I made it a happy experience. And in making it a happy experience, I just felt wonderful all the time. Oh, I have my ups and downs, but I won't let the downs get to me, because I just remain in the ups. I think of my family over in Lugano in Switzerland, and I think how wonderful they are and how fantastic they are and how glorious they are. And as I think about that, I get an email from them. And they say, they just returned from this wonderful trip or that wonderful thing, and they're doing these great things. And then I go on to Facebook, and I see my grandson and my granddaughters, and I see my I see my family all talking to me on Facebook. It's so wonderful. And I use Skype, and I can talk back and forth with these. And then in three minutes, I've talked to my family, and we've gone over all sorts of wonderful things, and they say, well, I've got to go now, I've got to do this, and they're off and doing it, and it just in moments, I have done what in past years would take a longer time, because I'd be getting on the telephone, and I'd be calling, and I'd be wondering if they're going to be at home to hear me and what have you. And now, this instantaneous Facebook, this instantaneous Skype, it's so fantastic. It's so glorious. And that's just one area. When I'm talking to my students on the phone and they're telling me their woes and their troubles as they're learning how to do things, and I bring them back to the principle, and I bring them back to the first cause. I bring them back to realizing that they're the creators of their world. And as I do that, I'm bringing myself back. I'm bringing myself back. Every time I do something great for another person, I'm doing it for myself. It's so wonderful. It's so great. It's so glorious. I say, I am so happy. And I stopped chasing all the desires of my heart a long time ago. And every time I feel like I'd like to take a little breather, I just go into meditation, I go into introspection, and I listen. And as I listen, I feel so peaceful. I feel so content. And all the problems of the world cease to be for me. And I see all in divine order. I see all beautiful and wonderful. It's a great experience. And I love it. And I'm going to keep it up the rest of my life. And you know, Herb, it's just the greatest thing in the world that I found this philosophy that taught me everything is within. And as I listen within, everything is then also without, in that perfect divine pattern, that perfect divine awareness of all being in divine order. And it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Well, my goodness, Ellen, you certainly have found some beautiful experiences for yourself, haven't you? Yes, I have, Herb. I really have. And I am just so delighted. All of us can have this Ellen experience if we wish. We can all have this feeling of bliss, this feeling of joy, this feeling of happiness, in doing whatever chore we have before us to do, in any experience we have before us, in any challenge we have before us, we can live in this happiness that Ellen lives in. And that inner bliss, that inner peace, makes all things work out in divine order. And that's the only order they should be working out in, isn't it? Meditate with me and with yourself and see how wonderful it is to live in your personal divinity, in your highest and your best. For that's what life is all about. And know with all my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you.